I'm going to tell you about a lady named Tempe Brown, and she was trying to raise kids as a rock singer on the road. Does that sound like a good combination? Well, she knew it wasn't, and she was under conviction that something needed to change. She had, at the time that this change took place, she had two daughters. They were in prison, and she had a son who was so bad she sent him to live with his father. And she was hurting, and she knew she needed something. And as I said, she was a star in a rock band. She looked something like Cher. I know her. And finally, in the hotels where she was reading at the Bible, she found something in John chapter 3, which I'm going to share with you. Now before you think it's John 3:16, actually what she found was at John 3:17 and on. Let me read it to you. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And boy, did you have an appropriate prayer or confession this morning. But he that doth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought after God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with these and baptized. Now the point is, the light comes into the world. Now, when that light gets into your head, your eyes see things differently. After she read that, she prayed to Jesus Christ to be her Savior. Then she went downstairs to perform with the rock band. She started testifying about Jesus Christ, and that got her kicked out of that band and kicked out of that location darn quick. And she also noted that when she was in there, all of a sudden she was wondering why it was so dark. It always was dark. But see, when God gets into your head, he gets behind your eyeballs, and you'll see all kinds of things differently. And that's what we're about, the word of God, that people might come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's the only reason the Gideons exist. See, if you keep your corporate goals simple, you know what you're doing. And that was the reason for putting Bibles in hotels when the ministry started in 1899. First Bibles placed in 1908, and to this day, that is still our reason for existing. Now, I'm going to tell you about a little Jewish girl who was told by her mother, "Don't say that name." The family celebrated Christmas in the secular sense, you know, the materialism of all the gifts under the Santa Claus bush. And when they had the pageants at the school, "You may sing the carols, but don't say that name." What was that name, anybody? Hey, you're spot on. They passed the quiz better than the other church did, but they caught on quick enough. Well, as she became an adult, she was working as a fashion model. She met Jim Stone, who was a Baptist, and they fell in love. So she went to introduce him to the family, as is fitting and proper. And Mama said, "Why don't you marry one of your own kind?" Well, Sandy was hurt. And she decided to take time off from her duties as a fashion model. And she went to Las Vegas and stayed in one of those fancy hotels out there. I believe it was called the Fairmont. It's in the book. And she said, Mom's not here, so I'm going to read that New Testament that she says is for those other people. Well, what's the first thing in the New Testament? Nothing but a nice Jewish genealogy. That name, he was a Jew? Oh, yeah. Well, she never did go out for the nightlife over there. She got intrigued by that Bible and spent about 4 days just reading on that thing. And she decided that Jesus Christ was her Lord. And in a few months, she decided that she was going to marry Mr. James Stone the Baptist. And she did. Well, slowly, Mom warmed up to having a Protestant son-in-law. I think it's something about grandmothers and grandchildren. Now, Sandy had a prayer with God after she got married. She prayed that she wanted 4 children, 2 of each gender. The firstborn was a beautiful baby girl. Second and third born were boys. And the fourth born, the doctor was insisting, was going to be her third son, and his doctor was Jewish. And she said, "Oh no, I've prayed to Jesus, that's going to be a girl." Now prior to even getting pregnant, she developed uterine cancer. And they said she needed a hysterectomy, and she says, "No, I need a healing. I want to have a family." Well, she got her healing, and number 4 converted the Jewish doctor to Christianity because indeed she was a girl. Her name is Bonnie, and I know her personally. That family served in missions. They served as teachers. They served as whatever God called them to do. There were miracles in their lives, and I want to tell you one of them because some of you appear that you just might be old enough to remember those early minivans that Chrysler Corporation and Iacocca came up with. Now, those things would run forever if you didn't drive them around curves too fast and flip them over and things like that. Well, they were driving 70 miles an hour in very heavy traffic on an interstate, and both tires on one side of them blew out in heavy traffic. Now, that would be enough to roll those things over, one of those things over, and nobody got hurt. That's one of many miracles that Sandy tells about in her autobiography. That autobiography is titled, "Don't Say That Name." You can dig around on the internet and find it in hard copy, or you can come up here and the preacher will show it to you. Because I dug around on the internet and got some hard copy of them. It's been out of print for years, but it is available on ebooks. And there's something else that's available online for those that like to have things on their cell phones, there's a thing called the Gideon Bible app. It's available app stores. It's whether you got an iPhone or an Android. And it has in English, it has the Bible in ESV or King James. You can have it read dramatically with music and in enthused speakers, or quietly read. It's got about 1,500 other languages on it too. And it's even got places to put notes and all kinds of things. It's a big app, and it's free. Now, to tell you another little story about that beginning of Matthew. In the Arab countries, when the Gideons go out witnessing to Muslims, sometimes at risk of getting their heads cut off, and that's literally true, they introduce them to Matthew chapter 1. Because don't forget that Islam and Christianity both trace back to Father Abraham before they took a different route. A lot of the Muslims to get witness to are illiterate, so they go crazy when they hear that Bible app in their own language. You mean he's in our lineage? Oh my, they go crazy. And it's done things like open doors to all Muslim schools to distribution of New Testaments that, we give them to children in over 200 countries. We're in print, we're in 111 languages at last count. We only distributed about 40 million in the last fiscal year. We're trying to double that to 80 million this coming one. And we've been higher than that, but the COVID's done a number on us. In fact, I was praying over a scripture blitz for a while that was going to go on in the Dominican Republic, and all of a sudden it disappeared from the prayer list. See, the COVID is still doing numbers on things. And let's hope and pray that it doesn't mess things up as bad as it did for 2020. Is that an amen? Amen. Yeah. But Sandee passed away in 1995 after she released her book. And you see, while I came in contact with the book was she had help from the Gideons in the form of a Mr. Ken Speakman, who was on staff until he retired. He got a hold of what got me started was he got a hold of the last 28 boxes that the publishing company had, the Milton Publishing Company, which you can't find on the web anymore because I guess it was closing out, and that's how he got those boxes. And I got the last one of the 28 because the Texas Gideons got them for their pastors. So this Hampshire Gideon got those for pastors. They've been gone for a while, so I've been looking on the used bookstores and Barnes & Noble and eBay and all kinds of places and still finding them. Only got one left over there, so I'm going after some more. But it's a magnificent story, and I got to hear the daughter tell about that older biography in person. In fact, I've managed to accomplish it three times. First in State College, Pennsylvania, at the Pennsylvania Gideon's Convention. And later on that same year, this is 2015, at San Jose, California, at the International Convention. And then for the following year, I was in charge of a convention in West Virginia as a state vice president. So I booked her for our convention in Logan, in Chief Logan Park in Logan County. Quite a lady, raised And you can believe that she and her siblings were raised in a special way. Now, Bonnie has a special part of her testimony, and that is that even though her mother's cancer recurred, and to the extent that it eventually took her life, but the prayer that when it recurred, she went ahead with the hysterectomy and prayed, and Bonnie was praying for a little brother. And she knew that wasn't going to happen the way the other siblings came into being, but sure enough, the opportunity to adopt a little boy that needed a home came to fruition. And he had a friend that was very close to him, and they adopted him too, so she got a twofer for one prayer. And that was a family that prayed about everything, and it's, you know, just amazing people. People, I'm sure. I know that Bonnie is because I know her. She hasn't moved. She still lives out in Lexington, Kentucky. Now I'm going to tell you about one divine appointment I had 2 years ago. Some of you may have heard of it, but the pastor didn't hear about it because I told something else in the other church. I was down as a pastor's banquet speaker in Beckley 2 years ago. I was supposed to go down there this year too, but the COVID got it. The pastors were afraid and didn't want to come to a big gathering and whatnot, so the thing got canceled like ours did. And I was at the Choice Hotel out on Route 3. I forget what it's called. It's an iconic old hotel down there that, you know, quality hotels, I think it is, booked up. It's the ones that go bottle book, bottle boom, or at least they used to. I haven't heard that for a while. And I was checking out, and I'd placed a couple of these personal workers' testaments, and I've told you before that I buy them too, as I don't think it'd be right for me to ask you to buy them without doing so myself. And so I buy these by the box and give them out, and I was out of them when I checked out. And I got out to the car, and I still had some in the car. And the Lord said, get your buns back in there and give that desk clerk one, or it checked out. And I said, well, I've got plenty of time. Sure, I'll go do that. So I go back in there, and I said, I want to give you something before I leave. And I said, it's got a love letter straight from the Lord in the back. You know, starts with John 3:16, and one thing I do in witnessing is say, if you don't believe that's a love letter to you, take the words "the world" out of John 3:16, put your name there and see what happens. And you see, the one thing I struck people, you know, you can know about Jesus Christ. Most everybody does know about Jesus Christ. But there's a difference in knowing about him and actually knowing him. And there's a salvation plan back there that would teach you to know him. And John 3:17 on is what spoke to Tempe Brown's heart that she accepted Jesus Christ. There's all kinds of folks have all kinds of signature verses. And since the Word of God is inspired, infallible, and inerrant, as long as you got a signature verse in here, it won't go wrong. Well, I saw shaking like a little pup. You heard that before, but this is a different person. Shaking like a little pup, eyes turned on like spigots, lip quivering, took her about 2 or 3 minutes to recompose herself. And of course I asked what was wrong, and when she got herself recomposed, she says, my mother died a month ago. My mother raised me in the church and raised me to be a Christian. And I have wandered far from it. 2 days ago, I prayed when I went to bed for God to send me a sign. You're the sign. I said, no, I'm not. This is the sign. I'm the messenger. The point being, there's a hurt and dying world out there. The world needs the Lord. You can be his messengers. And it starts as soon as you get off that porch back there. Amen. Whether it's a Bible that a teacher gets, and in this county we still give them to teachers if they'll take them for their desk, because even the ACLU says it's got the right to be there, it can't be exalted above anything else. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the world was with God, and the Word was God. As Tempe Brown would say, you open that thing and he shows up. See, the Holy Spirit can grab a hold of you while you're reading one of those things. It's grabbed a hold of many people down through the ages. So our job is to get it out. Now we do have a Gideon card program. I checked and you're stocked up on that. And that's away at $5 a Bible or about 4 New Testaments straight in the hands. You can support this thing even when I'm not here. Or some other Gideon. It's a way to buy yourselves a blessing. And the word goes out, inspired, inerrant, and infallible. And you'd be surprised the thank yous that you get when that happens. Now, with that, it's been beautiful being with you. I hope you got some spiritual food out of this thing, and I thank you for allowing me to be here. And Pastor, I've already written a thank you note, even thanking you all for this service, because I love coming here and I love speaking with you. There's just one more thing I want to cover, and you pray that our distributions get going, because we've had some canceled. But we got to Shepherd University, 538 copies. Enrollment's down there because there's a lot of online going on. And we're still scheduled at Morgantown on Columbus Day. And that's going to be upwards of 5,000 copies of the Word going into those students' hands. And we can't do that without your support, because half of it goes to poor nations that can't buy their own, and the balance works in the United States, and 35% of it comes right here for the distributions we do. Now, at this point, I will stop so you can actually get up, Rob. Thank you.